This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Taliban could isolate Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, in 30 days and potentially take it over in 90 days, a U.S. defense official told Reuters Wednesday, citing a U.S. intelligence assessment. Taliban fighters have taken control of 8 provincial capitals in 6 days, a pace that has surprised U.S. officials. Taliban forces now control 65% of Afghanistan and have taken or threatened to take 11 provincial capitals, a senior EU official said Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces, insisting Tuesday he does not regret his decision. Mr. Biden reiterated Tuesday the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He said the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces who now must fight for themselves. Belarus has told the United States to reduce its embassy staff in Minsk and revoked its consent to the appointment of Julie Fischer as the ambassador. This in response to the latest sanctions by Washington, Russia's RIA news agency reported Wednesday. RIA quoted a Belarus foreign ministry spokesperson as saying Minsk wants embassy staff reduced to 5 people by September 1st. Delegates from war-torn Libya launched a new round of UN-led talks via video conference Wednesday, aiming to reach a compromise ahead of planned elections. The meetings come 6 weeks after the failure of negotiations held in Switzerland between the 75 participants from all sides gathered for the Libyan Political Dialogue Forum. Oil-rich Libya was plunged into chaos after dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011.